With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Long before lawmakers convene in January to hammer out a final budget for the next fiscal year, state agencies are presenting preliminary budget requests this month, including the state's Energy, Minerals, and Natural Resources Department. Cabinet Secretary Sarah Cottrell-Probst is asking for a budget increase, in part, she said, to fill positions in the Oil Conservation Division that regulates oil and gas production. That's at an all-time high right now.
This is an exciting and productive place to work right now in the OCD. It facilitates over $1.5 billion a month in New Mexico oil production. Production is at an all-time high. From 2011's low of 4.5 million barrels a month, New Mexico oil production hit over 29 million barrels a month in August of this year. And gas production is also increasing. It's increased to an astounding 164 million MCF in August. Industry forecasts are for production to remain at these elevated levels for some time.
Cottrell-Probst told legislators half a dozen new positions will be needed in the new budget that starts in July so as to keep up with the oil boom and measure trends.
This includes a request for 6 new FTEs to establish a data analytics bureau and support the development of an online application and hearing case management system, which will help modernize the OCD and meet the needs of a highly technical industry. So specifically, those 6 break down as 1 compliance officer to be based in Albuquerque, an environmental specialist to facilitate well inspections, 3 analysts in Santa Fe to analyze industry supply data and dispatch compliance officers across the state, and 1 attorney to serve as a full-time hearing officer to help us clear our backlog of cases.
One of the Energy and Mineral Department's other divisions deals with watershed restoration and wildfire management. Others include state parks management, energy conservation, and mining and minerals. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.